Thursday, July 3rd, 2008. Tibet's CCP boss blames Dalai Lama group for unrest. China's Communist Party CCP boss in Tibet delivered a fresh attack on the Dalai Lama yesterday, even as envoys of the region's exiled leader met for a second day with Chinese officials for talks aimed at easing tensions following anti-government riots. The official Tibet Daily quoted hardliner Zhang Qingli as saying that supporters of the Dalai Lama were behind the violence that began with deadly rioting in Tibet's capital Lhasa on March 14th and quickly spread throughout Tibetan areas of western China. The March 14th incident was a seriously violent criminal incident by the Dalai clique. The organized and orchestrated incident was created by Tibetan separatists after long-term preparation with the support and instigation of Western hostile forces, Zhang was quoted as saying. He said the violence was timed for the run-up to next month's Summer Olympics in Beijing. At a sensitive moment, they harbored the evil intention of turning the incident into a bloodbath, of disrupting the Beijing Olympics and destroying Tibet's stability and political harmony, Zhang said. The remarks indicated no let-up in Beijing's relentless campaign to vilify the 1989 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, despite talks this week that followed widespread calls for dialogue from overseas. The self-proclaimed Tibetan government in exile has said 2 days of talks would be held in China's capital, but Chinese officials would not confirm any details, including where the meetings would be held or what the agenda was. China denies the India-based government's legitimacy and doesn't want such contacts portrayed as formal negotiations. So far, neither side has commented on the talks. The Tibetan government in exile, based in Dharamsala, India, has said Prime Minister Samdong Rinpoche was expected to comment only after the meeting's end. Calls to the Propaganda Office of the United Front Work Department, a body within the Chinese Communist Party Central Committee, which is hosting the talks, were not answered yesterday. The talks have particular importance in light of China's hopes of hosting a flawless Olympic Games. Some experts believe Beijing agreed to the talks to ease criticism ahead of the Games, in a nod to international opinion that broadly regards the Dalai Lama as a figure of moral authority. Some leaders have said they might boycott the opening ceremony to protest the Chinese crackdown in Tibetan areas of China after anti-government. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said this week he would attend if the latest talks made progress. China has governed Tibet since communist troops marched into the Himalayan region in the 1950s. The Dalai Lama, who fled to India amid a failed uprising in 1959, has said he wants some form of autonomy that would allow Tibetans to freely practice their culture, language, and religion.